Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. Today, we're chatting about three ways to build new routines and habits. The new year brings lots of exciting changes, opportunities, and perspectives. Personally, I've always taken the new year to examine what routines and habits I want to integrate into my lifestyle. So if you're looking for tips on building new routines and habits around your creative career or personal life, this episode is for you. But before we get started, let's do our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's a new routine or habit that I want to integrate into my life? All right, friends. So while I'm recording this, it is December. And one of the things that Brandon and I did is actually order a Peloton. As a new mom, as a new parent, I have not been to the gym since I've had Braxton. So that's been about 6 months, which is wild. It's not that I don't want to work out. I've actually been just doing at-home workouts. It's just figuring out the time piece. And so Brandon and I were chatting about how can we continue to work out and just, you know, mix up our workouts at home. And one of the things that we've been thinking about for a long time is getting a Peloton. So during Black Friday, we bit the bullet, ordered a Peloton, and it's going to be delivered later this month. And I'm very excited to start integrating cycling into my routine. So personally, what I've done this past year, being pregnant half the year and then having a baby the second half of the year, which is crazy, I've continued to run. I'm not running my 13 miles anymore. I don't have the time or the endurance to kind of spend, you know, hours running, but I know I'll be able to like build up to that soon. Maybe hopefully around the summertime, because I actually ordered a running stroller as well. But I've been running, so I've just been doing like 15, 20 minute runs. And then at home during nap times, I'll typically do like a 10 minute ab workout. I'll walk Boone and Braxton, you know, with Brandon, or I'll do like a 15 minute arm workout at home. And with winter time, I feel like it gets more difficult to, you know, go outside and run, especially with the rain. And so I'm really excited to start integrating a Peloton into my workout routine. All right, friends. So you'll have to let me know what new routines and habits that you are going to be working on this year. And with that, friends, let's jump into the three ways to build new routines and habits. So tip one, friends, the first tip to creating a routine is actually to understand the difference between a routine versus a habit. So what is a routine? So according to an article by Harvard Business Review, what does it take to build a new routine? A routine is a series of behaviors frequently done and intentionally repeated. A habit, on the other hand, is a behavior done with little or no thought. So an example, friends, for me, a habit is checking Instagram every day, or eating breakfast, brushing my teeth, taking a rinse at the end of each day before I climb into bed. Habits are ingrained in daily life, and if we don't do them, it probably feels strange. So personally, friends, one thing that I've always done is just like take a rinse at the end of the day. It's almost like a physical mental cleanse, I would say. It's like, even if, you know, I showered that morning or showered after I worked out that day, I literally will just take like a quick rinse before I change into my pajamas and like start my nighttime routine. It, for me, it's almost just like a physical way of literally like cleansing off the day and like getting ready for bed. And it's just something I do that helps me start to like decompress and just feel relaxed for bed. All right, friends. So a routine for me, I feel like my biggest example for my routines is working out each day. And I say that because it does take a lot of intention and energy to integrate some sort of workout each day. Sometimes for me, it's a 10-minute ab video, or it's a 15-minute arm video, or it's a 2-mile run. I feel like as a new mom, I really do have to be intentional about like the pockets where I work out, and I want to be intentional about moving my body each day. Even again, if it's just for 10 minutes or it's an afternoon walk, I've needed to like reset what success means to me about moving my body each day. And that for me has been, working out and just figuring out those pockets. Another routine for me right now is pumping during Braxton's nap times. I think I've talked about this before, but I made the transition from trying to breastfeed to just exclusively pumping. Like, I probably will still breastfeed maybe just like once a day now, but pumping has just worked out better for me, for Braxton. I'm less stressed out knowing how much he's eating by the bottle. And I basically just had to figure out like, okay, like what's most important for me right now. And it's for him sleeping through the night. And I don't want like food to be an issue. So let's just make sure he's eating enough during the day. And yeah, for me, friends, like pumping has worked out, but that also means I'm pumping 4 to 5 times a day, which is fine. I mean, I know this isn't forever, and I've really tried to make those pumping times me time. So I am reading books while I pump and just trying to relax as much as I can while I do so. All right, friends. So to just reiterate that, repetition leads to routine, which leads to new habits. And friends, contrary to the popular belief that it takes 21 days to build a new habit, building new habits actually varies from person to person. And so know that there's not some magic number of days that it's going to take you to build a new habit or a new routine. Know that it just really varies. It depends like where you're starting out from, especially if you are wanting to create a new routine or a new habit that's something that you've never done before. It might take you a little bit longer than quote unquote the 21 days to do so, and that's okay. All right, friends. So step 2 in building a new habit or a new routine is setting clear intentions. Now that we know routine versus a habit, now we can actually get into the nitty-gritty about, all right, what's the first step in doing so? And that's something that we've actually chatted about here on the podcast before, and that's to set clear intentions. So as a creator, your intention might be to post more consistently, or maybe you want to create video content once a week, or maybe you want to engage with the community once a month in person. Or maybe you're creating new routines around your health and well-being like me. Maybe you're setting the intention to move your body each day for 10 minutes, or to integrate yoga or kickboxing into your schedule. Whatever your intentions are, know that you won't be able to accomplish your intentions without conscious thought. Identify your intentions and why you want to accomplish or create that new habit or routine. Then write those intentions down, share it with a friend, and post it somewhere where you can see it. I feel like this is something I've talked about before with goal setting, right? We talk about setting clear intentions and identifying your why. I feel like when you actually take the time to identify, like, here's the reason why I want to accomplish this goal or create this intention or set this new routine, right? I feel like it really clarifies and strengthens why we want to do the things that we want to do. So for example, for me, one of the things that is always important for me with my health and well-being is exercise. And this year I want to integrate using the Peloton, you know, for my health and well-being. So for me right now, one of the things that I want to do is to start off cycling 1 to 2 times a week. I've actually like not integrated cycling before, so I want to be gentle with myself. And from there, then I'll kind of build on it. Maybe I'll cycle daily. I mean, I think some people do that, but maybe I won't, right? So for me, I identified the why, a big reason why I want to continue to prioritize my health and well-being and integrate cycling on the Peloton is because I feel more balanced as a person, as a creator, as a mom, when I have moved my body at least once a day each day. I feel more balanced. I feel like I actually burn off the cortisol, you know, all those stress hormones sitting in my system that built throughout my day when I take the time to work out, walk, do something. And so for me, I know for my long-term health and well-being, for my happiness, I have to prioritize moving my body. And that's a big reason why with Brandon, I was like, we should totally get a Peloton and integrate this into our workout schedule and a routine. All right, friends. So step 3 in creating a new routine and habit is to create a schedule. So if you're a busy mom like me, I highly recommend integrating your new intentions into your schedule. You don't even have to be a mom. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you are balancing a side hustle with a full-time job. Maybe you're a full-time content creator. Chances are we are all very busy in our own different ways, and everyone is balancing different things at different seasons in their life. And for me right now, the season is being a new mom and figuring how to balance that as a full-time creator. All right, friends. So another example, right? If you're not a content creator, maybe right now you're listening to this and you want to integrate walking 10 minutes a day. I recommend putting it on your calendar. Think about when it makes sense to walk daily. Maybe for you, it's at lunchtime or right after work before you dive in and you commute home and you have to make dinner and load laundry and whatever else you need to do. I also recommend being realistic about the frequency of your intentions and routines that you want to build. I say to be realistic about the frequency because chances are it's going to take some time to really integrate, your new content creator goal. So maybe you want to start posting one video a week. And then when you get the hang of it, you feel confident about filming videos, editing videos, and posting them, you can increase that to 2 videos a week. Also, I think I've kind of touched on this, but integrating especially something around, your health and well-being, like a fitness goal, you want to start doing something once a week. So maybe you start going to the gym once a week and then twice a week and 3 times a week, right? You kind of give yourself the opportunity to get the hang of what that feels like. And I feel like sometimes there's a learning curve and figuring out how to integrate things into our routine. And that's fine, at least when you start with something small and you put it on the schedule, it gives you that time to figure out, that process, how long it really takes from start to finish to either produce that video or get that workout in, and then you can go from there. All right, friends. So I know I said this was a 3-step thing. Well, there's actually a step 4. So funny, but this is very important, so I'm going to share it. So step 4, friends, is to identify roadblocks ahead of time. If you've identified your new intention and why you want to integrate that new routine into your schedule, chances are you've probably thought about why you haven't made those changes yet. So if you're a new creator, your roadblocks might look like lack of confidence in your ability to create content. This is something that every new creator probably experiences. Judgment from family and friends, and lack of time. If you're trying to exercise more in the new year, your roadblocks might look like lack of time, lack of interest in going to the gym, and feeling intimidated to start working out. I really recommend taking the time to address these roadblocks when you identify them. So for example, if you're going through and reading and listening and saying, okay, I want to exercise more, but right now I have a lack of interest in going to the gym, maybe that lack of interest is telling you to explore other ways of moving your body. Maybe you should be exploring yoga. Maybe you should be exploring Zumba. Maybe it's Pilates, it's pole dancing, it's, flag football. I feel like sometimes when there's a lack of interest in something, that's not a sign that you are lazy or a sign that you're not good enough. I feel like sometimes that's a sign that we just have to redirect our focus to something that's going to work for our own interests. All right, friends. So I hope this was helpful in helping you build your new routines into the new year. I also want to remind you that as you do so, remember to show yourself kindness because you're human and it honestly takes time, effort, energy, and consistency to create new habits and routines. Just know that you're capable of creating new changes and improving your experience as a person. And if you falter, know that you can get back up and start again. Let me know what new habits and new routines that you are trying to set for the new year on Instagram stories, and let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.